Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, September 22nd, 2017. And on today's report, I will be talking about promises made and promises broken and what might have been from President Donald Trump. President Trump campaigned on a promise that he would end DACA on his first day in office, but 8 months later, he made a feeble attempt, but then reneged. Last week, I said that he sent Attorney General Jeff Sessions out to announce that he was going to issue an order withdrawing President Obama's executive order establishing DACA. But then, the president invited Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to the White House for dinner. Ms. Pelosi issued a statement summarizing the discussions and stating there would be legislation reestablishing DACA by law, which the president had agreed to sign. There would be serious discussion about increased border security, but there would be no wall. Less the wall, she said. Discussions, less the wall. The White House press secretary said, yes, border security was discussed, but not about no wall. There was no agreement to have no wall. That would make Nancy Pelosi either an idiot or a public liar, or perhaps both. That's possible, but highly unlikely. No, folks, it sure sounds like the promise which first got him noticed in the polls, i.e., I'll build a wall and make Mexico pay for it, that promise has been abandoned. Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan told a group of Republicans that only one person wants a wall. Well, Mr. Ryan, I beg to differ, because 63 million Americans voted for that wall, but hey, who cares about them? Everyone in Washington not only wants no wall, they want amnesty as well. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, along with all Democrats, want amnesty. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, all liberal Republicans want amnesty. The tech company billionaires out in Silicon Valley want amnesty, and it looks like they will have it, because the only ones who don't want amnesty are the ones with no power and no influence, i.e. tens of millions of taxpaying Americans. They don't want it, but they don't count. So no repeal of DACA, no wall, along with the destruction of the Republican governor's lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of DACA. Those are what he has delivered. Instead of fulfilling his promises to the voters, this president likes the deal. He is the consummate deal maker. He likes the deal more than he likes the Constitution and the rule of law. He has worked out a deal with the Democrats. They got everything they wanted. But what did we get? What did we get in return? I just don't see any quid pro quo for us. It is a very sad reminder of what could have been. This is what happens when you elect someone with no ideological motivation. He had the power to withdraw President Obama's unconstitutional executive order on his first day, as he said he would, but he chose not to. What a message that would have sent around the world. But instead, he chose to send a message of betrayal. I remember President Reagan's amnesty bill in 1986, which was supposed to be the last one, and it was supposed to include increased border security. What amnesty did instead, though, was it delivered California to the Democrats forever. That's not enough to satisfy the Democrats, though. They want the whole country forever. This all brings two questions to mind. What is the value of citizenship? And what is the value of coming to America legally? What do they even mean anymore? American citizenship has always been the golden prize, the brass ring that millions around the world would love to have. They would love to have it, but only a few can obtain it. Five cities in Maryland have now passed laws making it legal for non-citizens to vote. In Philadelphia, a city councilman recently stated that hundreds of non-citizens vote there. So, once again, I ask, what's the point of legality? Perhaps America is now just a failed state. I looked up the term failed state in the dictionary. It said, quote, a state that deteriorates to where conditions and responsibilities of a sovereign government no longer exist, end quote. America's close, folks. They're close. if not there already. This entire episode is a tragic betrayal, and Donald Trump deserves to be hounded at every turn about it. These things often come down to who screams the loudest, and everyone who voted for Donald Trump should be screaming at the top of his lungs. Yes, it's terrible. All these things are terrible, and if that were all, it would be plenty, but it gets worse. You may recall that I've mentioned a couple of times that the debt ceiling has to be raised by the end of the fiscal year, which is this month. The debt ceiling has been extended, not raised, just extended, through the end of the year. Then Congress will have to deal with it again. Right now, the official U.S. government debt is $20.2 trillion, but what does all this have to do with Donald Trump, the man who campaigned on a platform of fiscal responsibility, defense of the value of the dollar, and putting ordinary Americans back to work? Donald Trump has promised that the debt ceiling, has proposed rather, that the debt ceiling be permanently and totally abolished. Let me take a moment to tell you what the debt ceiling actually is and where it really came from. When the Federal Reserve Act was presented to Congress for their vote on Christmas Eve in 1913, there were a few members who had some economic intelligence, along with a little bit of integrity. These people recognized the potential of the Federal Reserve to enslave the nation to the world banking cartel, so they objected. The banker said, oh, no, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about debt, because we'll put a rule in the act that prevents the government from buying Fed paper. In other words, the government would be prevented from borrowing from itself and could only borrow from legitimate lenders at market rates. In 1917, though, the United States entered World War I and was desperate for money to fund the war efforts of itself and the Allies. The rule against buying Fed paper was lifted, temporarily, of course, and the government began to lend to itself. The temporary rule was never changed, and now the U.S. government owes $20.2 trillion that it admits to. In addition, after World War II, at the Bretton Woods Conference, the United States dollar became the world's reserve currency, and the Federal Reserve had the power to set interest rates, so the U.S. government did not borrow at market rates anymore, but at whatever rate it chose to set. Lifting the debt ceiling permanently would send the message to other nations and other lenders very clearly: the U.S. government will never be able or willing to pay this debt back. It has no intentions of ever doing so. It must keep borrowing from you to pay you the interest it owes you. If you refuse to lend to it, it must borrow from itself, which will crash the dollar's value and probably end its reserve status. Recession will then take hold and a worse economy will follow. Everybody knows the President of the United States is Emperor of the World. That's why the world takes such an interest and is so willing to stick its nose into America's business. The useless Theresa May of Great Britain and the destroyer of Germany, Angela Merkel, both feel free to criticize the American president anytime they want, because they know he is emperor. Whether they like it or not, they know it. They know it, but they also resent him for it. They hate him for it, just as in Rome 2,000 years ago, people wanted Rome's power broken so they could be out from under its yoke of authority. Little did they know that breaking Rome's power would usher in the Dark Ages that would last over 1,000 years. That's the danger we face today, folks. Same danger as well, at least. Very, very similar. Finally, folks, who is this man, Donald Trump? This man who so casually brushes off the promises he made to 63 million people who voted for him, perhaps. He is just a tragic figure that will never fulfill his potential. One who settled for becoming a pawn of the deep state. Time will tell, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.